Rock and Roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
Freddie Kuiger's here. And
good morning.
You made a promise yesterday that we're going to a decade in a place where we had never been.
That is absolutely correct.
And I'm really curious what
that is. I updated one of my major resource works, Joel Whitburn's singles.
Oh, yeah.
I am now updated through 2015.
Oh, wow. Well, I have that book at home.
It's a great book. My previous one was only up through 1993.
I think that's the one that I have.
It's a fantastic book. What we're talking about is Joel Whitburn's
with all these stuff on the
top Billboard singles, in which every single by every group listed.
It's listed by the name of the record.
Where it charted.
It's listed by the name of the record and also listed by artists.
And then it gives all the top 10
all their hits
charts throughout the years, top groups of each decade, holidays, singles, and albums. I mean, it's a fantastic resource book. But I've been updated.
Uh-oh.
All right.
For 2015.
So we're going to 2012.
I probably
2012, folks.
I might not know this.
For those of you who are fanning yourselves, I hope you were seated.
Yeah.
Because we have jumped to 2012,
it's like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So what's your question, buddy?
Here we go. You're
going to hand me a record, same as always?
I am.
All right.
4 years ago, this tune was tabbed as a summer anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Name it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kuiger asked a trivia question.
You've heard that too.
Yeah, of course. That's Carly Rae Jepsen and
Owl City.
Yeah. So
it was Adam Young. In fact, Owl City, Adam Young did write the song, and he asked Carly Rae Jepsen to be a part, to contribute. So she gets.
That's really cool. Owl City. And Carly Rae Jepsen and a song from just a few years ago.
No, and it was like, really upbeat. It was played over and over and over on radio play. And
they get run into the ground like that. You know?
Well, a little bit.
And I really start out liking them.
Every sporting event.
Yeah.
I can't. In fact, that's the first time I heard it was at an ACC women's basketball championship where they were playing it. I was like, wow, that's not bad. I like that.
Those songs like that, I really start out liking them a lot, and then they get driven into the ground. I get really sick of them. And then I wait a while, and then I hear it later on, and I love it.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
I got a feeling tonight's going to be a good night. I love that song.
Yeah, I'm still, that one to me is worn out.
Really?
Yeah.
But, it's sort of the same genre.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
Owl City is from Minneapolis, as was Prince and Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And he is quite a talented electronic musician who has an understanding of getting a hook.
Mm-hmm.
Been pretty successful.
Well, I'm going to give you the hook now.
Hey, I think my mom's calling, so I got to go.
But I want to ask you one quick question before you go.
Okay.
You mentioned Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Robert Zimmerman.
Correct.
When you listen to Bob Dylan music, do you start singing like him?
Well, of course I do, Ron.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I like it.
And I was thinking I was listening to Bob Dylan in the car.
How does it feel?
Like, I want you so bad. I start singing like him. You know, it's ridiculous.
Tangled up in blue.
How about your leopard skin polka dot
lady.
Pillbox hat? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you can't help
it. It's crazy. Well, thank you so much.
Well, okay, you're welcome.